This is all for you. To my people out there still trying, but no help of a hand. This one's for you. To my homie looking for a loved one, but no sign of them yet. This one's for you. Don't let it kind of soul take your gold dreams. Work hard till you get it. This one's for you.
Yo, what's good, everyone? I'm your host, Ramon Clemente, and welcome back to our podcast, Push 100 Miles Per Hour. This is episode 34. It's time to move on. The person that's listening to this podcast, I don't know what it is that you're hanging on to. I don't know if it's that job that you're hanging on that's probably stressing you out. The relationship that you're in and you're just going through the motion and just sticking around because of time and history. I don't know if it's the person that's playing games in your life, in and out your life, and just drama with confusion. I don't know if it's friends that you know you shouldn't be around that's just not positive in your life. I don't know what it is, you know, and there's probably more things too. I don't know what it is. Probably some beat up sneakers or something like that, you know, but it's time to walk away. It's time to understand after so much trial and error and trying that it's time to walk away. The person that's listening to this, I have a question. Really think about how much you invested in trying to make whatever it is work. How does it feel? How draining is it in your life to try to make something work that for some reason just wouldn't work? It's time to move on. Think about it. The energy, the time, the stress, all these things that you're wasting, and all this energy that's like just absorbing you and just take. How much of that energy can you put into something new? In those new situations, maybe it's the person or the job, whatever it is, how would those people appreciate it? You feel what I'm saying? Is it really worth stressing over a person, a situation, or whatever it is? Is it really worth draining yourself for that? Now, and I understand, you know, I've been there before with the love and stuff, and everything just seems so right. We get so familiar with things that we can lose ourselves. I wanted to tell you, leave it alone. I don't care how much you invested. I don't care how much you thought this would last. Maybe it's time to keep it pushing. Maybe you're blocking so many blessings by hanging on to stuff that was never meant for you. I'm sure we had a podcast where I was talking about expiration dates. Maybe this person, situation, job, finance, whatever it is, maybe like that's blocking your blessing of something bigger. Now, if it's about love, I know we all been there where it's a person we would hate to lose. But maybe that's not what's for you. As much as it sucks to even say that, maybe it's not for you. Having people play games in your world, in your life, that's messed up, man. It's messed up, and it's messed up as humans. You know, when a person knows the intentions that they have for you, you know, knowing that they're messing around on some, just wasting your time, that's messed up. But it sucks, and it comes with the game. But I need you to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, is this really worth it? I really want to know, is it really worth it? Look yourself in the mirror and ask, is this worth it? Is this stress worth it? Life is short. By the second, we're losing by the second, stressing over people and situations. that it might be a little hit when you first walk away. But in my experience, I think the other side might be a little bit better. You know what's the crazy part? You want to know the truth? The truth is, the situation was never made for you. It was maybe just a life lesson and something to teach you something along life. And it was time to let it go. But you're still holding on to something that's so draining and so taking and so give me, give me, give me, until you look back and you lose yourself, man. Leave that alone. Leave that situation alone. It's not worth it. As much as I like to deep dive in relationships, it's more than just relationships. Some people was caught up in just the heydays of trying to still get that back. Like, yo, I'm gonna get back to how it used to be. Nah, fam. That's over with. It's a different part of growth in your life at the moment. You gotta let that go. The past was the past. Maybe you was the man back in the days and whatever it was, all the chicks love you and it was what it was back then, and it's not like that today. And you probably trying to chase that same feeling. Nah, fam. It's over. That was good for the time being. That's it. It's probably time to turn a new page. And there's a different calling for you right now in life. You can literally be blocking your blessing by chasing yesterday. I know it sucks. I know it's comfortable to be around familiar stuff. But with life, there's so much change that comes with this, whether you like it or not. And I just feel like holding on to old moments is one of the worst things you can probably do. There's really no growth in that. And I hate the change of scenery, but one thing that helped me be so used to change is playing basketball overseas. And it conditioned me to understand, with me and my career, it's different teams every year, which means different teammates. It's different countries every year, which means different cultures, different food, different language barriers. There's just so much religion. It's just so much. Even the culture, just dealing with the people, the mannerisms. Some countries are rude. Some places are very nice. Some places you have to watch it back all the time because people scheme. It's just so different. And I had to get used to change. And I hated change. As a kid, I hated change. I grew up on 115th Avenue in Queens, New York. And one of the fears I had was moving from my house that I grew up in. I never wanted that change. I wanted to live in that house forever. You know, forever I wanted to live in that house. And I wanted to grow up in that house. I wanted to die there. That's just how I was growing up. Until I was forced to leave by chasing my dream of basketball. Well, not forced, but you know what I mean. I had the dream of playing basketball. And in that dream, it was my first time leaving home by myself, you know, going to California. And that freedom, that feeling of freedom that I had, I can't explain it. It's for those who know, they know, or they probably felt that. But that freedom that I felt, and every year was just change. And every time I come back to New York, it's not like I'm walking to my childhood room. No, it's a lot of us. So like when you leave, bro, like somebody else got that. So that change of coming home, and every time it was a different feeling, and you know, the living wasn't the same, and you know, it was still comfortable, but still it just wasn't the same. I'm not coming home to the same things, and I had to get used to this change. Like, this is just what it's going to be every summer and full year when I go to these teams. Like, things are going to change, bro. So I had to get used to these changes, and every change was a better move for me and my life and my career, for my growth as a man. These things conditioned me to understand, even after the seasons, what to take and what to let go. You know, and as you mature, you learn how to stop doing ignorant things and letting go of the old you and maturing into the new you. You learn how to not treat women a certain way. You know, I wasn't the best, I was a dog, you know, but I learned as change and time and maturity come how to treat women, how to conduct myself, how to be not as wild and loud, and how to step in the room and shake a hand. This is all change. These are all adjustments. You know, a lot of things I had to let go. I had to let go. There's no way in the world I'm going to walk in a room and try to get endorsements and stuff, and I'm just acting a certain type of way. And I'm not saying ghetto or anything like that, but sometimes it's a time to lower your tone. It's a time to not be at the table and talk about yourself the whole time. It's a time to not use profanity. You know, it's just certain times and things, and you got to understand these adjustments. Because me first coming out, I didn't know these things. When I was the kid that didn't want to change scenery, I didn't know these things. And letting go of things as well. You know, we all had our crushes. And this is to shift back over to relationships. We had our crushes, and I remember being in grade school, and I'm going to love this girl. And you know, time, the difference with this is time shifts that, you know, because as you get older, people fade apart. So you naturally just let those things go. But you know, as we get older, it's a little bit different, because the things we try to hold on is things that we have in our power that could last forever, where you could get married, and whatever dreams you are chasing, nothing to the youth, but to my older audience, when it's a dream that you're chasing, like, that's something that can last forever as well, you know, if you position yourself right. But I need to press time out for a second. I'm being real with you guys, but I'm not saying everything. There's a reason for this episode, and I'm going to say it here on the podcast. The reason that I have the subject of walking away is because that's me talking to myself as well. When I'm telling you guys to walk away from certain things, that's me talking to myself as well. And one of the main things is walking away from people. That's just the honest truth on my podcast, why this podcast was made. This episode, sorry. And it's walking away from people. Really toxic people involved in my life. And I decided to let go, to walk away. Keep it real with you guys. Toxic behavior is something I accepted. It's crazy where this podcast is about to go. And we're going to go deep with this one. But toxic behavior is something that I accepted in my life for a while. A few of my relationships, I accepted the toxic behavior in my life. Why? I think I was caught up in the looks and not the person. And I think getting caught up in the looks of a person allowed me to accept certain behaviors. I'm not proud of it. I'm not ashamed of it either, because it was definitely life lessons. And it conditioned and taught me what to walk away from and what not to accept. And at this point in my life, I can identify toxic. I can identify the people that shouldn't be in my life. Associates, cool, but in my life, no. When you can see the intentions of a person is not pure, when you can see the intentions of a person isn't to not even make you happy. Isn't to not even. What kind of English was that, man? I'm sorry, Wichita State. I failed you. But when you see the person's intentions, it's just not good for you in no ways. Not giving you happiness. Not giving you balance. Not being for there. Not being there for you. When they're needed. But when it comes to other things, you know, it's a different conversation. I've been there. I can't even believe, like, you guys are lucky I love you, man, because I be just letting it fly on the podcast. I decided to let go, and I'm saying this on a podcast. Whoever's listening, they're listening. That's on you. But I'm letting go because I can't allow that toxic around me. It drove me crazy. Made me sick. Not eating, and I've been putting up with toxic behavior since college. You know, and I'm not saying every relationship or every person was toxic, but I've had a huge share of toxic behavior put in my soul and giving it out as well. I've been in domestic situations, not on my part, where hands were put on me. Just things I've never experienced as a kid, and to grow up and witness that firsthand for the first time, it was tough, and still accepting the person and just being nice. Even now, catching myself being just super nice. I'm just super nice to women. Even if it comes out to be the woman taking advantage, I'm still nice. It takes a lot for me to flip on a woman, to curse her out or tell her about herself or yell at her or anything like that. It takes a lot for me to do that. I don't like arguing with women. That's not my thing. So for me to tell you about yourself and, you know, even curse you out, and me cursing a woman out is like, I can't be aggressive. I'm a big dude, but I'll talk to you how you should be talked to. Not in a disrespectful way, but it's more so of a telling you about yourself with no filter. That's the best. That's me cursing a woman out. Not like fat girl or ugly enough, like nothing like that. I don't even believe in those things. I don't believe in, you know, but the downfall of me is just being too nice, because I see the person taking advantage. I see the person with the toxic behaviors, and I just sit there and I just smile. And even when it does build up, I'm not a quitter. So I'll ride a situation out. Hopefully we can fix it. Knowing a person's intentions, hoping that they'll change for the better. Come on, man. There's so many people out here. So many jobs out here. So many different opportunities out here. There's so many friends and people you can turn into family out here. Why be stuck with this? I want out. And not only, you know, like relationship type stuff, like I said, there's certain things in my career I had to walk away from. You know? And to people that's on their career part, like certain accolades that I was chasing and stuff, and it's like, bro, what are you trying to prove? Let that go. It's not about that anymore. You know, it's about this now. It's a different type of focus. Letting go. The past is the past. You did what you did. We need to do this now. You know? Instead of chasing that, you'll drive yourself crazy. And I refuse to do it. I refuse to do it. I'm super happy that I've grown as a man that I've never thought I would be. I'm being truly honest, guys. I never thought that I would turn into this man that I am today. This is crazy for me to even talk like this and be so, like I said, I don't like using the word woke, but understanding, having a good understanding for things. I would have never in a million years thought I would be this person, and I love it. I'm so comfortable in my skin. The fact that I can say I can walk away from a person and not look back and not even care about it. I take that back. I do care. You know, and the things that I do care for is that more so caring for the person. Done with the situation, done with the people, done with the accolades that I'm chasing, done with grudges, done with people, friends, and family that I probably stopped talking to and thinking about it so much. If it's not for me, it's not for me. But I'm done with it. I'm done with it. We turn new pages in life. You know, my thing now is I'm out here trying to inspire people. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I go talk to these kids around the world. I've been doing this for a while. Getting involved since Israel 2013. I've been out here for a while, you know? And that's just a new journey of mine, and I think that's my calling, to be honest. But that's another conversation. We're not in here talking about those type of things. But I'm here, and I'm open for change, and I'm open for better, and I'm open for growth, and I'm open for letting go. Some of these people will hold you back, drive you crazy. There's no way in the world. This is the truth. The Ramon that I am today, the conscious man that I am today, the more mature man, still have my share of immaturity, but I'm not that guy anymore. But if I don't let go of those past situations, I'm not the man that I am today. That's the thing. People, situations, it was holding me back from growing. You know, I don't walk out of one of my previous relationships. I don't get the opportunities that I receive today. You know, because of the way I worked in silence, being alone, I learned so much. I created so much. It's so many things that happened during that time of just being alone. You know, I was low-key miserable at the beginning, but, you know, as I let go, I started to understand myself more. You know, I started to understand the focus more. I started to pay attention to life after basketball more. I started to pay attention to, yo, these people over there don't have it. Let's find a way to help them out. There's a different type of focus. You know, before, my focus was making sure home is good. Man, I want to have a family, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing. But when that was out the way, my purpose was different. My purpose was helping others. My purpose was helping, mentoring some of these younger players coming up. When they have questions, I'm there for them. And it's not like, yo, I'm gonna hit you back. Because when I be cuffing, it's different. You know what I mean? So it's just a difference of letting go. Things that are draining in your life, let it go. It sucks. I know you're invested. I know it hurts. But the truth of the matter is, it's not helping your situation. And that sucks. I know it sucks, but it's not helping your situation. It's not helping you grow. You don't want to be the person that I say that I was. Because that man that I was before, I don't like it. I'm embarrassed, low key. It's a lot of things that I've done that I'm embarrassed about. Being ignorant and not, you know what I mean? But it comes with it. And that's why I love each and every person that came in and out of my life. For the fact of the teaching of lessons. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful for it. The person that's listening, you know, I rock with y'all heavy. I really want you to let go. Anything that's just not good for you. I don't care who it is or what it is. Even if it... If you got to let that job go, and I'm not, whoa, real quick. If you quit your job after I say this, if you quit your job and, you know, times is hard, please don't hit me up. I don't have it. FYI, you're doing this on your own risk. But anyway, I am not a financial advisor. But if it's that job, let it go. If I don't quit my movie theater job, I don't focus on basketball. I don't, this, if you got to go back to my podcast. I've talked about this already. I don't want to double up. But I don't quit that movie theater job. I don't take this basketball stuff serious. You know, it was draining. It wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't for me. It was dead weight. Let it go. Let the dead weight go. I'm talking to you. You're probably listening. Usually the people that listen to my podcast about itself. I don't think anybody has listened, like listen parties for push 100 miles. You know, usually you're by yourself. So would you listen to this? Really think about it. I'm really talking to you. Let it go. Please. Let it go. I want to see you grow. I want to see you do better. I want to see your mind open up for different opportunities. I want to see you check out different people instead of that toxic situation. Get out of here. There's something else out there. There's something else out there. I'm sorry, I was kind of loud on that one. There's something else out there. It's just a matter of taking a leap of faith, yo. Let go. All right, I'm dragging this podcast out. With that being said, guys, I love you. Oh, real quick. This podcast might go for 30 minutes, but whatever. I received an award in my league of the BSN, and it was the Social Impact Player of the Year. And it was a blessing. I cried and everything. I didn't tell anybody. If you got to this part of the podcast, I cried in the car when I got home. It was very special for me, man. And I received the award. I saw it on the internet for me doing all my charity work for homeless people and for kids and stuff. And I really took the time out. And it kind of goes to me saying the man that I've become. And I had to sit back and think the same thing. Ramon, this is me talking to myself. We would have never thought this is who we will be today. So if you would have said that to me like 20 years ago, 18 years ago when I started my career, I would have looked at you crazy. And I had to really take the time to be like, damn, I'm really turning. And this is not to big myself up. This is not to big myself up. Because you guys hear my journey as we go. But as this journey goes, I'm telling you guys that I'm proud of myself. And I want you to be proud of yourself as well. I'm proud of the man that I'm becoming. The reason why I'm saying this on the podcast, I don't need anyone to give me a compliment to make me feel good about myself. I don't need anyone, and I appreciate it if that's what it is. That's cool. I don't need that. I'm proud of myself. Can't no person bring me down by telling me they're not proud of me or what I'm not doing. It couldn't affect me because I'm proud of me. So if a person does give me a compliment, that's cool and it's well appreciated. But I know the stuff that I had to go through. I know the growth and the time and effort that it took. And to tell myself that I'm proud of myself means so much. I don't know if that sounds arrogant or something like that. But we all been in times like the thing is, a person that say, "Yo, Ramon, I'm proud of you." They're looking from the outside in. You're just seeing the basketball and the glitz and glamour. That's cool. But when I say, "Ramon, I'm proud of you," I think about the time that no one knew about, that only Ramon knows, that I never share with anyone. We all have our times with that no one knows about, that's probably so embarrassing we will never speak on. So when I say I'm proud of myself, I know the things I had to go through. And one of the most important things is growth. I don't care about the career. I care about it, but in this convo, that doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. the statistics of the people that come from my neighborhood, the percentages are so low. The percentages of the statistics of college basketball players to be where I'm at right now, the percentages are so low. I'm proud of myself, man. I was a product of my environment where those percentages was not high to do the things that I'm doing. And everyone has their different journeys. You know, I'm not trying to say my journey is higher than someone else's, but I know what I had to get out of, and I know who I had to become. So I'm so proud of myself, man. I never went out in those neighborhoods. I was in crack houses handing out food. And man, I didn't do that to be like, yo, look at me, look what I did. Like, people's messed up, yo. People's messed up. I'm going to get up this podcast, man. It's episode 34. I'm signing off. I'm your host, Ramon Clemente. Push.
This is one for you. To my people out there still trying, but no help of a hand. This one's for you. To my homie looking for a loved one, but no sign of them yet. This one's for you. Don't let kind of soul take your gold dreams. Work hard till you get it. This one's for you.